one of the more common, dare I say prevalent, diagnostic trends hitting American culture today. I don't know much about Western culture, Europe. They tend to follow us. Is the idea that more and more children are getting diagnosed bipolar disorder. Many of you have heard that. You may not know what it means, but you've heard it. And it's vaguely reminiscent of things you've heard maybe years and years gone by, conjuring up this notion of a severe adult mental illness. Bipolar. Isn't that kind of like puts people in a mental hospital and stuff? Well, no. Not usually, not unless it's in the extreme. And for the most part, in years past, this diagnosis was given to adults. Last 10 years or so, particularly last several years, more and more kids, and even younger kids, are getting diagnosed bipolar disorder. Quick primer on bipolar disorder. Essentially, it is a mood disorder. It is a condition of a child or an adult whose moods are extreme one way or the other, up or down, or cycling. And the diagnosis is made on the basis of the clinician's judgment that this person's moods are impinging upon their day-to-day functioning, and in fact, they are severe enough, significant enough, to cause clinical problems. It has been my contention for many years now that bipolar disorder is being pinned on too many children. And one of the reasons for this, I believe, is because kids as a group are naturally emotionally fluctuating, especially adolescent kids. And kids as a group can vary in their emotions. A standard parental description of a kid is something, oh my gosh, she can be happy one day and just down in the dumps the next. He's like a Jekyll and Hyde. He's like, wait, Jekyll and Hyde. I mean, sometimes he can be so pleasant and other times he can just be such a funk you can't even talk to him. Now, that is normal adolescent kid emotional ups and downs, and a good clinician knows that. A good clinician is not going to diagnose bipolar disorder if you describe your kid that way. Unfortunately, it has been my contention that what is going on is that a lot of kids who indeed do this natural kind of cycling or fluctuating are being described by their parents as somehow extreme in this. And clinicians, on the basis of what I would label emotional lability rather than mood fluctuation, those are two hugely different things. Emotional lability basically means from situation to situation, you can be high, low, up, down, frustrated, sad, angry. And by the way, undisciplined people tend to be more that way than disciplined people. Mood fluctuation is a broader, generally longer-term fluctuation, which is more pervasive in the child's functioning. Mood is something, it's used, again, I don't want to get too technical on you clinically, but it's used sometimes, if you've heard the word affect, when they say the patient's affect, that's a word that describes overall presentation of mood. Are they depressed? Are they manic? Are they high? How would we describe their overall emotional demeanor? Well, it appears that my initial clinical hunches are getting some support. This article was from the Copley News Service, okay? Facts on bipolar disorder. I'm quoting now. Bipolar disorder, also called manic depression. Well, yes and no. Okay, I don't want to get into the terminology, but for the most part, bipolar disorder is the common terminology now. Can occur in young children. Yes, it can. it is certainly much less common than in adults. Okay? Virtually all forms of mental illness, severe mental illness, are much less common in children than adults. Okay? It has something to do with the maturing, functioning brain. Some parents believe, this is going to be hard for me to say, their kids have had it since infancy. Well, I don't want to debate this too much. In the extreme, I'm sure that it certainly is possible, as all conditions are possible. But let's say it's very uncommon. And here's the part, again, that feeds into my clinical perceptions the last several years and my uneasiness with this diagnosis put on children too quickly. Manic depression in children is called childhood onset bipolar disorder. Children can cycle through the mood swings many times per day. One of the things I was trained with in diagnosing bipolar disorder was that generally mood fluctuations had to occur over time. More commonly weeks and months, less commonly days, and in extreme cases, maybe on hours, okay? But these are adults, and these are very clear demarcations. Example. A guy might be sitting at a table weeping, sobbing, depressed, unable to even go to work. 6 hours later, he's out mowing the lawn, and then he is heading straight for the store because he's going to spend $1,000 on a lawnmower when he's already got a lawnmower, and he's wildly impulsive, and his mood is sky high, and he's whistling. Okay? But look at this. Children can cycle through the mood swings many times per day. Well, you see the problem here? If you're looking at a disorder that says a kid can cycle through mood swings many times per day, you have now complicated your picture. Because how many kids you know have moods that move wildly many times per day? This can happen. You frustrate an adolescent. She won't even look at you. She won't even want to talk to you. She'll just go up in her bed and sit and stare at the floor. An hour later, she comes down, and it's like nothing ever happened. She's whistling. Because why? Well, in her mind, a half an hour from now, Ashley's coming over, and she and Ashley are going to go out and get something from the store, and she's happy again. And then she comes home, and she's very sad, and she looks like the person who was staring at the floor. Well, what happened? Well, it just so happened that while she and Ashley were out, this guy that she really liked saw her, and he totally ignored her. And now she's home, and she's really sad. Now, a person diagnosing bipolar disorder would say, well, of course, that's not bipolar disorder. That's the natural response emotionally to stimulation. And I agree with that. But the problem is, all too often, we diagnose this disorder before we know or we even dig deep enough to say there's another explanation for why this kid is doing this, as opposed to she suffers from some biochemical imbalance that is genetic. When I saw this, I knew that my sense that clinically it would be easy to look at the kid and go, whoa, this kid's all over the map emotionally. This could be a case of bipolar disorder. Well, here it is. Children can cycle through the mood swings many times per day. I'll tell you what. The more that pathological conditions, or the more that emotional and behavioral problems slash disorders slash conditions start to look like everyday life, the more that their boundaries become a little more squishy, the more that their symptomatology is harder and harder to differentiate from the ebb and flow of behavior and moods and development, the more we're going to get people diagnosed with things they shouldn't be diagnosed with. People will say to me, well, you're a clinician. Do you think kids shouldn't be diagnosed at all? I say, well, no, of course not. I mean, there are certainly valid, legitimate reasons for diagnosing certain conditions, of course. Sadly, we're overdoing it, in my opinion. And by the way, not so long ago, U.S. News and World Report, cover article, experts estimate that 20% of American children have a diagnosable mental illness. 20%! You realize how high that is? Some of you have 6, 8, 10 kids. That means 2 and 3 of your kids. Diagnosable mental illness. My response to that was, yeah, if you broaden out the categories of mental illness so wide that you start pulling everybody under the net.